This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Zoom call conference that President of Baseball Operations for the Mets, David Stearns, has. So far, so good, BT. Love what we're hearing from David Stearns. Let's hear more on some of the questions the media is asking about the trade of Brandon Nimmo for Marcus Semien.
Hey, David. Obviously, you have a second baseman who's been there for a while in Jeff McNeil. Kind of where do you view McNeil fitting into your roster at this point in time now with Semien on board?
I think Jeff, by virtue of his positional versatility, still has the ability to impact our team in a variety of ways. What exactly that's going to look like is probably going to have to wait until we watch the rest of the offseason unfold. But certainly his ability to play corner outfield is a help. There may still be days if Semien needs a blow where he's playing some second base. We may ask Jeff to play some first base, depending on how the offseason pans out. I talked to Jeff yesterday. He understands where we're headed. I think he wants to be a part of this, and he understands his positional versatility is a real asset for us.
And you mentioned at one point that, you know, running it back from last year was not the right thing to do. At what point during that slide over the final couple months of the season did you, as a front office, come to that conclusion that you would need to do maybe more changes than you had initially thought? And is this enough of a change in your mind, or is there more to come?
So I think when you're in the moment in going through a playoff push, you're focused on the day-to-day. You're focused on trying to do everything you can to win that day. And there's off-season preparation going on, but there's probably not that time for real reflection on how the team is performing at that moment. So I think once we got into the off-season and had the time to fully reflect on our team is when I became convinced that we weren't just going to run it back. That we were going to make some changes. You're never sure which changes are actually going to occur, which changes are actually going to be possible. And that's still the case as we move forward. I don't know what the next transaction is right now, but I know we're going to keep going in the offseason. I'm very confident we're going to have a productive offseason.
Yeah, and I'm very confident in him. I don't know how you can't listen to everything he said so far today. And what maybe BT is one of the more transparent interviews from Stearns. Usually it's a lot of, well, I don't know, we'll wait and see, this and that. This was a clear move with conviction and direction. It was a necessary, difficult, but necessary move. I don't know how you can't listen to anything we've heard so far, and we'll hear more from Stearns, but I don't know how you can't listen to that and feel confident about the direction of the Mets.
Well, I think, listen, I also think there was a chance that he maybe wanted to break up this core a year ago, but to do that, you know, the timing's got to line itself up here. And maybe they had some very exploratory conversations, you know, people that he trusts where he knew wouldn't get out, and there was nothing there in terms of who would want, whatever he was willing to give up, what he could get back. So maybe it just presented itself as a good opportunity, and here you go, Nimmo's gone, maybe McNeil, maybe others, we'll see what happens. I think that you should like what you've heard from Stearns, but really it's what you do. So the first year was good, the second year was not. And this is the year that Cerns has to distinguish himself. Now, I think it's a good step forward, moving on from a player that I would have probably moved on from as well. But the work is just starting. And I think everybody understands that. Yeah, a lot of work to do here.
Understood, but he's ready to do it. I mean, when I hear him say exactly what I was thinking and that they can't run it back, there was a thought from a lot of people, well, just add pitching. Keep the core four intact, and Nimmo, and Alonso, and Lindor, and Soto, keep them intact, and just add pitching. No, that's the wrong thought process. So for Stearns to acknowledge that basically right away after the offseason when they evaluate everything, nope, we can't run it back. That's the wrong thing to do. That is right. Now, will he make the right moves, all the right moves moving forward? No.
I don't think anybody makes all the right moves.
That's the point. But this, to me, was a crucial first step. You could not run it back. And they didn't. Nobody thought they were going to be able to trade Nimmo. And they did. Not only did they trade Nimmo, they got better defensively at second base. And now they have some options. They're going to have to spend. They're going to have to dip into the farm system. They're going to have to make some trades. Like, there's a lot more to be done here. Mm-hmm. But this was a huge first domino to fall for the Mets.
Well, to me, it shows that the transformation is underway in terms of thought process. And before you do something like this, you've got to get to the point where you're like, okay, I'm going to get knocked around a little bit. I used the term before, court of public opinion, and a lot of Met fans aren't happy, and they understand that, and Stearns doesn't care. That's not his job to care. His job is to build you a World Series champion. So I feel like there's been an awakening within the Mets organization, a realization that they got to change things up. Now, so check.
Now, which, by the way, it might have been difficult for him to do in year two because they won in 2024. So even though it was his second year, and he's probably eyeing everybody like, we need to change there. Can't do it after they get to the NLCS in 2024.
It's not exactly the same, but is it incredibly dissimilar from Kafka? We all know, we all would have fired the DC immediately, but Kafka came in and said, all right, let me at least see if I could work with this guy. And he didn't, and he couldn't. And then, of course, now, as we know, he's made the move. But, yeah, I think smart people come in, they assess, and they don't rely on other people to tell them what you're inheriting or what so-and-so is and who they are. Use your own eyes and use your sporting instincts to determine yourself, and that's what he's doing. So that's a big check in his column, like an awakening, this transformational thought process check. Now, the next thing I want to see, because the money's always good, whether it's Tucker, that's Cohen, Soto, Cohen, Pete, Cohen. But now the next thing I want to see is, how married is he to the prospects? Because there's going to be a deal, whether it's a school ball, I don't think Skeens yet, but there will be trades that he will either say, okay, I'm getting rid of everybody to get this guy, or I'm reluctant. That's the next source of evaluation.
Let's listen to some more for Mets president David Stearns.
Hi, David. How do you foresee the outfield alignment shaping up, and does this increase your appetite to go after a sort of higher profile free agent outfielder, or do you still feel like there are internal options that you can kind of plug those holes with?
I think it would be too early for me to really determine how our outfield alignment's gonna shape up. We've got Juan. Tyrone Taylor's back with us. We're very excited. We've got a number of young outfielders, including Carson Bench, who we think are going to contribute at the major league level over the course of next year. As I mentioned, we think Jeff is a contributor at the major league level in the outfield next year. Jet Williams has seen some outfield time. And we believe can play well there, and we've seen that in the minor leagues. And then there is the opportunity for external acquisitions, and we've got a lot of offseason left. I would expect us to continue to be active in a variety of spaces to bring players in here, and I think we'll have a better feel for what all of that looks like as we get much farther into the winter and ultimately into the spring.
How much do you have to sort of weigh some of the clubhouse stuff in terms of, you know, Nimmo was a key leader, Semien's the key leader, obviously on another team, but like, is sometimes some of that stuff a little bit, I don't know, overblown by the fans? I mean, does it not weigh as much as their on-field production or on-field contributions would be?
I think it's all part of our decision points and our evaluation of the team. Very difficult to create an equation for how you balance on-field performance and clubhouse chemistry and clubhouse leadership and how different pieces within that puzzle are all going to fit together. Very difficult to measure any of that. And so, Brandon clearly was a very important piece, a prominent piece of our clubhouse for a long time. And we think Marcus is going to be able to fit in very well also.
Hey, David, your first baseman, your closer are both, officially free agents now. Have you had a chance to engage them in talks, extensively in talks? Excuse me. How would you characterize those negotiations or pursuits at this point with Alonso and Diaz?
As I've said before, we'd love to have Pete and Edwin back. They're both great Mets. I'm not going to get into any specifics of any conversations that we've had to this point.
David, if you wanted to re-sign Pete, re-sign Edwin, and...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Let's go out and get a top flight outfield acquisition. Do you have the financial latitude to do that?
I think our ownership group is and Steve is very consistent that they're willing to support what we think is right from a baseball perspective. Payroll space is not unending, but I am also very confident that we're going to have the support we need and certainly the resources we need to put a very good team on the field.
Is what I just described a realistic strategy for you guys this offseason?
Sure. Yeah, I think anything would be realistic right now.
I mean, dude, there's not a person alive that doesn't think that if Stearns presents something that he believes is incredibly sensible, no matter how aggressive it is financially, that Cohen's not cutting every check. He's cutting them.
That's why I think you have to sit here, if you're a Met fan, and hear that and be excited beyond belief. This is not a bad day. It's not even a sad day. It should be an exciting day. Nimmo had his run. He had many opportunities. They didn't get the job done. It's not his fault. But they need to build a ball club here. And I don't know what more you could ask for as a fan than an owner who's going to be, A, letting the baseball people make their baseball decisions, and B, willing to give them whatever they need when, in fact, they do want to make those baseball decisions.
But I could also understand why it's a sad day. Now, what I would say is you have to be able to very quickly balance the sadness with excitement about what the future is going to bring. But I can see why a lot of people are down here. But just back to...
Well, tell me why.
Well, because they love Nimmo. Come on. You go to the yard and you got kids. You got the Nimmo. I get it. There's a human element to it that matters. Now, it shouldn't matter to the point where it dissuades you from making a smart move for your team. I certainly understand... Even as an adult, like, you know, not just kids, like, you get connected to people. You do. And it's a results-oriented business. That's all that really matters. But I think a lot of us, and I'm throwing myself in the us at times, have a rough time separating that. And I respect it. I just think you have to understand that it's going to lead to something better and try to find a way to emotionally navigate the sadness.
I would also say
I think everybody, people who don't like to trade today, you know, sadness, whatever word, lamenting the absence or the loss of Nimmo, however you want to frame it, they're not going to be walking around like this in a month. This is the day after, man. Nimmo's 32, 33. He got drafted when he was 17. I understand it.
Being sad when Mike Piazza was nearing the end, or being sad the day they traded Tom Seaver, or being sad to see the way the 86 World Series team was broken apart, that's a lot different than being sad for a guy who was a high character individual and a very likable guy. Understood all that. I personally love Brandon Nimmo. He didn't really accomplish much as a New York Met.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't think that
David
that's
Wright,
the point.
Being said about David Wright.
Yeah.
That I understand.
Well, I mean, listen, the Seaver stuff, first of all, I mean, okay. Tom was drafted by the Mets.
No, I get it. Okay.
I mean, Seaver's on a mountain by himself in terms of greatness and sadness when he was dealt
in the middle of the night for four Reds,
which was an awful trade.
Look at his entire career.
With awful Mets ownership.
Look at Nimmo's entire career. Like, the last four seasons were his best.
I'm not saying you build it. I heard people saying you're going to retire his number. Are you nuts? There's no way Nimmo should have his number, and he won't. I'm not making a case for him as some ball player that anything other than a hard worker who had a couple of good years who the fans really, really connected to. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he was a B-minus player.
Right.
The one thing that I would say, though, about what Stern said, about whether it's Taylor, Benj, McNeil, or Jet Williams, like those can't be options. Not with Soto in his prime, not with Lindor still here, especially if you bring back
Keith. Well, why not one of them?
Well, to start the season? No, not based on, for me, where the Mets are right now. If Lindor was younger, if Pete's back
you
and
need,
Pete was younger.
You can't. They're not going to acquire two outfielders. They're going to get one, and they have to keep the space free. They already have one massive outfielder in Soto. They're probably going to make another big move, whether that's Tucker, Bellinger, trading for one, whatever. It's going to be one from outside and then have the third spot.
Yeah. I'm just not giving the keys to... No, Benj might be the man. Taylor's a good backup. I'm not giving the keys to any of those guys. McNeil's... I don't know, he's not playing center. If anything, he's playing a little bit of left field, whatever. If there were some other more stable spots around the diamond, like, I like Beatty, and Beatty very well might be the third baseman for a while, but we're not sure. Alvarez has talent. We're not sure. Like, there's still too many things that are fluid. So I can't take a chance in center field when I'm trying to win now. That's all I'm saying.
You okay with the Yankees doing that? They did the
Yankees
exact
have
same...
more better players, though, Sal.
Well, hold on a second. The Yankees did it with Austin Wells.
He hit 20-something home runs.
BT.
No, but hold on. Do you think the Yankees...
You did it with Volpe, Dominguez, and Austin Wells for years.
Yeah, but you had...
So why can't the Mets do it with one guy in the outfield?
Because the Mets don't have somebody that does what Judge does. They don't...
why not? They have Juan Soto.
You're the one who's up, but he doesn't do what Judge... Nobody does. But you've been telling me that the Yankees are the one with more power. So that's the answer.
I'm talking about building a ball club.
Well, those are two different... I don't like the way the Yankees have built the team.
But
they went into last season with enough established players that you knew Judge would bang 50, mm-hmm. Belly would hit 25. They took some chances. I mean, they didn't really know what Grisham was going to do, but they had pitching. Like, the Yankees were a better team. Right now, the Mets have no pitching.
Yeah, but they're good. But they're going to get better.
I agree with that.
Forget about Mets or Yankees comparison. All I'm talking about, you were okay with Dominguez, Wells, and Volpe. Three unproven, not to mention Ben Rice. Three unproven young guys.
Yes.
Three.
Yes.
Going into a year where the Yankees are supposed to win a World Series in Judge's window. And the Mets can't have one spot in the outfield to either be Benj or Williams. And I have no idea what those guys are going to be. But the idea that they're going to now block all of those guys, that also doesn't make any sense.
Well, listen, first of all, we saw enough of Austin Wells the previous year to think that he would have some power, which he did. Now, the average is what it is. And, you know, maybe he's not going to be as good as I thought. Not giving up, but I wanted to see Wells. And I think he hit a leadoff opening day last year. Either way, I was fine with Wells coming in. Matter of fact, I knew he was going to be the starting catcher. Wasn't sold on Rice. Now I think he's terrific, so that worked out for them. Volpe's been a disaster. We talked about that.
Right,
and Dominguez was their top prospect.
Right.
So who I wanted to see play.
Okay, so why can't the Met fan...
Because I've never seen Benj or...
So what? It's not about you seeing them. It's about...
No, but it is, though, because that's how I get my... That's how I base my opinions.
You thought Dominguez was going to be great.
But at least I saw him at Houston come up and hit home runs and hit eight home runs before he got hurt. At least I saw something. Hey, by the way, if I saw Benj do that, you know, for, I know it was a small sample, 7, 8, 9 games, I think I'd be more open to be like,
theory, so forget about the individual players. In theory, the idea of having, like, every good team, even the Dodgers, are going to have to rely on some of the young players to come up and contribute. So why not be okay with doing it in one spot or maybe two as opposed to three or four spots? I'm not asking the Mets to run out a minor league team, but to say that to me, it would be actually stupid the other way to plug two holes in the outfield and prevent any room for those kids to go who they believe in.
Not if one of those players is Bellinger and he plays from first base. Now, listen, by the way, the big difference here.
And then you still have versatility. You still can use one of those young guys if need be.
Yeah.
And you save room for it. You're not clogging up a hole.
And by the way, I'm not saying not to give some young players some runway this year. Play Beatty, play Alvarez. I know, really. What I am saying is that the Mets center field situation last year was so pitiful, so substandard, and so pathetic that I have no answers on I have an answer on Taylor. He's a fourth or fifth outfielder. I respect him, but he's nothing more than that. I've never seen Benj do a damn thing. I've heard about Jet Williams for 3 years. I haven't seen him do a damn thing yet. And I don't know anything. And McNeil can't play center. So all I'm saying is you could go with some young guys in certain spots. I'm not saying you can't. Every team does. But you cannot have center field be the worst by far situation in baseball again. That I can't do.
But
I can't have any of those guys playing center field. It's pretty clear.
It makes no sense.
What do you mean? I just you laid it out perfectly.
Dominguez, you wanted Dominguez
Forget
to play center.
About the Yankees.
No, no, no. It's not. It's not. It's about your belief. You like young guys more than anybody, and now with the Mets, you're saying that they can't have one. You don't know anything about Carson Benj.
We got to get back to this. We got to pick this back up.
But I'm serious.
So we don't have to break. I'll keep going.
No, tell me what to do.
We break and we go. I want to keep going with this.
We're going to listen to the last two on David Stearns here, and then we can get back to that. Go ahead. Play the last two from Stearns.
I know you only overlapped with Brandon in Queens for 2 years, but when you look back on the entirety of his Mets tenure, what sticks out to you?
Look, I think it's the relationships that Brandon was able to create throughout our organization and the community. And I think that speaks to his authenticity, and that connected with a lot of people. And he deserves a lot of credit for that. And I think that's what we'll miss most.
Just one more on Nimmo. How much did his recent injury history change the value of his 8-year contract that he originally signed, especially with the repeating neck injury that would take him out sometimes?
I don't know. I think Brandon posts pretty well. And they're going to be nagging injuries for any player, especially as you get into these stages of their careers. But Brandon did everything in his power to get on the field. And clearly, more nights than not, he was out there playing left field for us.
All right, so that's it for Stearns on Nimmo. I thought that he handled himself extremely well there. I am excited about the future for the Mets. I'm also not expecting them to go out there and get Tucker and Bellinger or, Bader and Bellinger. I think that they're going to do exactly what he said, probably keep one of those spots open for a young guy, which I'm okay with. Who that is, we'll find out. I know they're high on Benj. Who the hell knows? But I would be okay with that, assuming that they get one big outfielder in another way, whether it's free agency or via trade.
I thought he sounded really good. I know something else big is coming. That's why Met fans should feel really good about this. He is now doing what he wanted to do when he was hired. I think that, and I don't know about that. I have no idea where Tucker's going. It's such a weird read. I know they're going to go after Bellinger. There's a chance the Mets might get him. But just to finish the conversation before, you haven't once heard me say Spencer Jones should start next year or Lombard should start. I've never seen them play. So now you are right about this. You said before that I generally like the younger players more than most. I agree with that. But if I haven't laid eyes on you, I'm not going to give you any sort of runway. I'm not going to prop you up without any basis, even if it's a small sample, because that's stupid. Jones strikes out a ton. I've seen the highlight home runs that go 500 feet, basically. I don't know if he could play. And I've never seen Lombard outside of spring training when he got a little look with the Yankees down in Tampa. The difference was, at least with Dominguez, Al, number one, he was the Yankees' number one prospect. And at least I saw him in the majors when he got called up in Houston. He looked like we were joking around. Mickey Mantle, switch hitting Mickey Mantle, could run. He's got pop. He's got this. All right, let's give him a little room. Let's see what he could do. So, to me, the Dominguez, the willingness to play Dominguez, I just described why. Whereas with Taylor, I'm not looking to get Taylor off the Mets. He's a great clubhouse guy. He's a perfect, extra outfielder. I've never seen Benj, which ties into me saying, I've never seen Jones, so that's why I can't give it a Benj. McNeil ain't it, and I've never seen Jet Williams. If there was a guy, I'll tell you this. If you said Alonso gets blown away by the Red Sox 8 years, which is not going to happen, and he leaves, I would say, maybe you get Bregman, whatever, but I'd put Brett Beatty over to first base because at least I've seen him enough to think he's got the hands and the requisite talents to be a functional first baseman, and I think he's going to hit. So it's not just saying that the Yankees should play young players and the Mets shouldn't. It's seeing a couple of these, and we just throw out five or six names, seeing a few of them and then getting an early read, whether it's right or wrong, on what I think they could be in the majors. That's all I'm saying.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, maybe get some of your calls in here. Also, at 1 o'clock, we'll have Hal Steinbrenner, who spoke as well via
Zoom.
Come
on, Hal. You better say something good today, buddy.
We'll do the same thing that we just did with Stearns. We'll do that with Hal coming up at 1 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.